Okay, good morning, everyone, and good evening, good afternoon. And we're glad to be able to speak from the Bible today. So before we start, we'll pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ and for the blessings we have through him. We ask for help as we speak from the Bible today and pray that all of us will be encouraged with this story. And we pray for anyone who is not saved, that they would trust Christ, the only Savior, who defeated the devil and took away the fear of death and gave us hope of new life. We can receive eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, for believing in his name. We ask for blessing upon us here and in Philippines, and thank you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we will be talking about the story of David and Goliath today.
Hello po sa lahat. Atin pong pag-uusapan ang kwento tungkol kay David at kay Goliath.
So maybe I will read just a few verses and then Tintin will read about the story of Goliath. So 1 Samuel 17, verse 3 and 4. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 3 and 4, it says, "And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and the Israelites stood on a mountain," or Israel, "stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he defied Israel." Verse 11, it says, "When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid." Then there's a little boy or a young man named David that came, and he said that he could fight the Philistine. So verse 32, "And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And then in verse 40, it says, "And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 small stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine." Then in verse 48, it says, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled." Now Tindin's going to read in Tagalog.
Okay. First Samuel chapter 17 verse 3 and 4. "At nagsitayo ang mga Pilisteo sa isang dako sa bundok, at tumayo ang Israel sa kabilang dako sa bundok, at may isang libis o lambak sa pagitan nila." Verse 4. "At lumabas ang isang bayani sa kampyon ng mga Pilisteo na nagngangalang Goliath, tagagat, na ang taas ay 6 siko at 1 dangkal. Verse 11. "At nang marinig ni Saul at ng buong Israel ang mga salitang yaon ng Pilisteo, sila'y nang lupaypay at natakot na mainam. Verse 16. At lumapit ang Pilisteo sa umaga at hapon at humarap na 40 araw. 17. At sinabi ni Isay kay David na kanyang anak, dalhin mo ngayon sa iyong mga kapatid ang isang ipa nitong trigo na sinangag at itong 10 tinapay at dalhin mong madali sa kampamento sa iyong mga kapatid. Verse 18. At dalhin mo ang 10 keso ito sa kapitan ng kanilang libo. At tingnan mo kung ano ang kalagayan ng iyong mga kapatid. At kumuha ka ng kinakatayuan. Kinakakatunayan. Kakatunayan. Verse 24. At lahat ng mga lalaki sa Israel, pagkakita sa lalaking iyon, ay tumakas mula sa kanilang harapan at natakot na mainam. Verse 32. At sinabi ni David kay Saul, huwag manglupaypay ang puso ng sinuman dahil sa kanya. Ang iyong lingkod ay yayaon at makikipaglaban sa Pilistiyong ito. 40. At tingnan niya ang kanyang tungkol sa kanyang kamay. Tinangnan niya ang kanyang tungkod sa kanyang kamay at pumili siya ng 5 makinis na bato mula sa batis at isinilid sa supot ng kanyang dala na kanyang dala sa makatuwid bagay sa kanyang supot pastor at ang kanyang panghilagpos ay nasa kanyang kamay at siya'y lumapit sa Pilisteo. 48. At nangyari nang bumangon ang Pilisteo at sumulong at lumapit upang salubungin si David na si David ay nagmamadali at tumakbo sa dako ng kawal upang salubungin ng Pilisteo. 49. At sinuot ni David ang kanyang kamay sa kanyang supot at kumuha roon ng isang bato at inilagpos at tinamaan ang Pilisteo sa kanyang noo. At ang bato ay bumaon sa kanyang noo at nabuwal at napasubsob sa lupa. 50. Sa gayon na naig si David sa Pilisteo sa pamamagitan ng isang panghilagpos at ng isang bato. At sinaktan ang Pilisteo at pinatay niya roon. Ngunit walang tabak sa kamay ni David. Nang magkagayoy, tumakbo si David at tinunghan ang Pilisteo at kinuha ang kanyang tabak at binunot sa kanyang kaluban at pinatay siya. At pinagbugot ang kanyang ulo at nang makita ng mga Pilisteo na ang kanyang bayani o ang kanilang kampyon ay patay na, sila'y tumakas.
Thank you, Tindin, and the Lord will bless the reading of His Word. So the first thing we're going to notice about this story is before we're introduced to David, we're introduced to two sides, two armies.
Bago po kay David at kay Goliath, mayroon pong dalawang kawal.
So there's the army of the Philistines on one side and the army of Israel on the other. That's verse 3.
Mayroon pong kawal nagaling po o kawal ng Panginoon at kawal ng kaaway.
So these two armies on each side that are opposed to each other reminds us of the army of good or the army of evil.
Ito pong dalawang kawal na ating nabasa ay patungkol sa dalawang kawal na mabuti, mabuting kawal at masamang kawal.
And there's always a fight. Then since the beginning of time, there's been a fight between good and evil.
At simula pa po noong unang panahon, mayroon na pong laban o labanan mula po sa mabuti at sa masama.
And God is the good and the devil is the evil one. So it's a fight between God and the devil.
Ang Diyos ay ang mabuti at ang Diablo o ang demonyo ay ang masama. At mayroon pong laban sa pagitan ng mabuti at ng masama.
So we're introduced to a champion from the side of the Philistines. His name is Goliath.
At dito nga po ipinakita o ipinakilala ang kampyon ng kalaban at ang kanyang pangalan ay si Goliath.
He is heavily armored.
At siya po ay mayroong napakalakas na baluti.
And he is defying the other side, the Israel, and he's defying God.
At siya po ay lumalaban sa mga taga-Israel at siya po ay lumalaban laban sa ating Diyos.
So he's like the devil himself. He's a champion and he has heavy armor, the devil, and he defies God.
Siya po ay kahalintulad ng isang demonyo. Siya po ay may malakas o matibay na baluti. Siya po ay malakas at siya po ay lumalaban sa Diyos.
For 40 days, he came and he defied the other army. And they were all afraid of him for 40 days.
So sa 40 days na paglaban o paghamon ni Goliath sa mga kawal ng Diyos, sila po ay natatakot.
In verse 10, it says, he said, "Give me a man that we may fight together." He wants a man that will fight him.
At dito po sa verse 10, sinabi po ni Goliath, "Bigyan ninyo ako ng isang lalaki upang maglaban kami."
So, it's just like the fight between good and evil. From the beginning of time, for 4,000 years, the devil is looking for someone that will defeat him, someone that he will fight with.
So, ito ay kahalintulad ng unang panahon na mayroong may inaantay na tao na maaaring makapag laban at maka maging tagumpay laban sa masama.
Finally, after 40 days, there's a man comes. This is David, the son of Jesse.
Pagkatapos po ng 40 days, may dumating na isang lalaki. Ang kanyang pangalan ay si David. Siya ay anak ni Jesse.
And it's just like what is said about the Lord Jesus. It says about the Lord Jesus in Galatians 4, verse 4, that when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son.
Dito po, basahin po natin mula po sa aklat ng mga taga-Galacia, chapter 4, verse 4. Datapwat nang dumating ang kapanahunan, ay sinugo ng Diyos ang kanyang anak at itinanganak ng isang babae na ipinanganak sa ilalim ng kautusan.
There's a hymn writer that wrote back in the 1700s. He said this, "Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb."
Dito po may isang kanta o hymn na isinulat patungkol sa ating Panginoon. Sinabi dito sa tatakdang panahon, siya ay paparito. Siya ay ipinanganak ng isang birhen.
So our Lord Jesus came late in history. After 4,000 years or so of history, the Lord Jesus came to this world.
Ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay pumarito Pagkatapos ng 4,000 taon, siya ay dumating.
So in the story here, David was the favored son of his father, and he always obeyed his father. He always pleased his father.
So dito po sa ating kwento, si David, siya po ang masasabi nating paborito ng kanyang ama. Siya po ay laging masunurin at lagi po niyang napapasaya ang kanyang ama.
That his father sent him to the battle.
Isinugo po ng ama si David na pumunta sa labanan.
So, but out of obedience to his father, he came to the battle.
Siya po ay sumunod o sinusunod niya ang utos ng kanyang ama upang pumaroon sa labanan.
And David heard this man, Goliath, defying God and defying the armies.
At narinig nga po ni David na itong si Goliath ay nagsasalita ng hindi maganda laban sa Diyos at laban sa kawal ng Diyos.
And he saw that all the people were afraid of him. They were running away. They were so scared.
At nakita nga din po ni David na lahat ng mga kawal ay natatakot at sila ay tumatakbo palayo dito kay Goliath.
And he said, how come no one is going to fight this man?
Sinabi po niya, bakit ganoon? Bakit walang kahit na sino man ang lumalaban sa taong ito?
They said, well, no one has the courage. There's no one that will go.
Sinagot nila si David na lahat kami natatakot. Walang kahit na sino man ang may lakas loob upang labanan ang taong ito.
But they said, if someone goes to fight this man, the king will do three things for him.
At sinabi nila kay David, kapag ang isang tao ay lumaban o pumunta at lumaban sa kay Goliath, ang hari magbibigay ng reward.
The first thing is, the king will give him great riches.
Una, bibigyan siya ng hari ng malaking salapi.
The second thing is, the king will give him his own daughter, the princess.
At ang pangalawa ay, ibibigay ng hari ang kanyang anak na dadalaga.
And the third thing is, the king will make his father's house free. He will make them free of tax.
At ang pangatlo, ang hari ay bibigyan niya ng kalayaan ang kanilang pamamahay na hindi na sila magbabayad ng buwis.
So David said, he said, let no one be afraid. I will go and fight this man.
At sinabi nga ni David, wag na kayong matakot. Ako ay lalaban sa taong ito.
It's just like our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus came and he came to fight with and defeat the devil and to free all the people that were afraid of the devil.
At kahalintulad nga po ng ating Panginoong Jesus, siya ay pumarito at lumaban upang kanyang maipanalo at hindi na matakot ang sinuman.
It says in the New Testament that the devil rules over people by the fear of death. And he keeps people in bondage.
At sinabi nga po sa sa mabuting balita, mababasa po natin mula po sa mabuting balita, Bagong Tipan, na ang lahat ng tao ay nangatakot na ang lahat ng tao ay nakatali sa katotohanan na tayo'y takot sa kamatayan.
So David said to the king, I will fight.
At sinabi nga po ni David sa hari na ako ay lalaban.
And the king said, you're just a young man and this man has been a warrior for long years, for many years.
At sinabi ng hari na si Saul na ikaw ay isang batang lalaki at itong kalaban mo ay marami ng experience sa labanan.
Well, David said, he said, I have experience too.
Ngunit sumagot si David, ako ay marami ding experience.
He said, I was keeping my father's sheep.
Ako ay nag-aalaga o nagpapastol ng mga tupa ng aking ama.
And a lion came to take a sheep, and the lion had the sheep in its mouth.
At ang isang leon ay pumaroon at may isang tupa sa kanyang dibig.
And I went and I killed the lion and I took the sheep out of his mouth and saved the sheep.
At ako ay pumarito at kinuha ko ang tupa sa kanyang bibig at aking pinatay ang isang leon.
He said, the Lord helped me with that.
At ang Panginoon ang aking ang tulong o siya ang tumulong sa akin.
And he said, a bear came and took a sheep. And I went and killed the bear and took the sheep from him too.
At may isang oso na pumaroon at kinuha o pinatay niya, kumuha siya ng isang tupa at aking pinatay ang oso.
He said, so this Philistine, this Goliath, this champion, he will just be like the lion and the bear.
At sinagot niya, ang hari itong Palisteo ay kahalintulad lamang ng isang leon at isang oso na aking papatayin.
So just for a moment, we'll think about what these people needed, all these people that were scared.
Atin pong tingnan kung ano nga ba ang pangangailangan nitong mga tao na natatakot.
They needed a savior.
Sila po ay nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas.
They couldn't save themselves.
Hindi nilang kayang isalba ang kanilang mga sarili.
And God sent the Son, the Lord Jesus, to be the Savior.
At isinugo ng Ama ang kanyang anak upang siya ang maging tagapagligtas.
So, just like them, we need a Savior.
Katulad po nila, tayong lahat ay nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas.
And there is a Savior that we can all trust.
At mayroon pong tagapagligtas na ating maaasahan.
So, what David did, David had a sling and he went to get some stones.
Ano nga ba ang ginawa ni David? Siya po ay may isang sling o isang tirador at kinuha po niya.
So that's verse 40. So David went to the brook and he picked up 5 smooth stones out of the brook.
At siya po ay kumuha ng 5 makinis na bato sa batis, mula sa batis.
And he went to meet the Philistine. He went to meet Goliath.
At siya ay pumaroon upang salubungin o harapin si Goliath.
Our Lord Jesus, when he came to earth, he went to meet the devil and he went to meet him in battle.
At ang ating Panginoong Hesus, nang siya ay pumarito, siya ay haharap sa isang laban.
And the hour that the Lord Jesus went to meet the devil was the hour when he went to the cross, the time.
At ang panahon o oras ng pagharap ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa kalaban o sa Diablo ay ang panahon ng ating Panginoong Hesus ay nasa krus.
And the devil, he organized all his armies and he organized all his weapons to fight against the Lord Jesus on that day.
At ang kalaban o ang Diablo ay kinuha o siya ay naghanda, kinuha niya lahat ng paghahanda upang harapin ang ating Panginoong Hesus.
And the Lord Jesus went to meet the devil in what looked like weakness because he didn't have weapons.
At hinarap ng ating Panginoong Hesus ang kalaban o ang Diablo sa maaring sabihin natin sa isang kahinaan.
So it says here, whenever David came to meet the Philistine, that the Philistine looked at him and said, "Huh, look at this young man that comes to meet me."
At dito nga po, nung nakita nung kalaban na si Goliath, si David, sinabi niya, tingnan mo itong lalaban sa akin.
He said, am I just a dog that you come to me with sticks?
Sinabi po niya na, ako ba'y isang aso na paparito ka na may dalang, where is that, Daddy?
Verse 43.
Na may isang tungkod?
And he cursed David.
At kanyang nilait si David.
So the Philistine said, he said, I'm going to defeat you.
At sinabi ng Filisteo na ikaw ay aking papatayin.
But David said, he said, listen, I want you to understand something.
Ngunit sinabi ni David sa kanya, ito, makinig ka.
He said, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. You come to me with heavy weapons. Big weapons.
Sinabi ni David sa Filisteo na ikaw ay naparirito sa akin na may tabak, may malaking sibat, at may mga kalasag.
He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Ngunit ako'y paparito laban sa iyo sa pangalan ng Panginoon.
And the Lord will deliver you into my hand today.
At ang Diyos, at sa araw na ito, ay ibibigay ka ng Panginoon sa aking mga kamay.
He says in verse 47, he said, the battle is the Lord's.
At sinabi po dito sa verse 47, sapagkat ang pagbabakang ito ay sa Panginoon.
So, it's just like when our Lord Jesus went to defeat Satan. He was totally sure that he would defeat Satan. And Satan was the snake, and the Lord Jesus went and he crushed the head of the snake.
Ito po ay kahalintulad ng laban ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Siya po ay sigurado na mananalo laban sa Diablo. At ito ay kahalintulad din po na ni Satanas yung ahas na siya ay, na ang ating Panginoon ay ika-crush o aapakan niya ang ulo ng ahas.
So David and the Philistine met, and David took a stone and put it in the sling, and he threw it. He slung it at the Philistine.
At dito nga po isinuot ni David sa kanyang kamay ang supot at kumuha roon ng isang bato at inihagpos at tinamaan ang Filisteo.
And the stone hit him on the forehead and the man went down. Goliath went down.
At ang Filisteo ay tinamaan sa kanyang noo. At ang bato ay bumaon sa kanyang noo at nabuwal na pasubsob sa lupa.
David went and he took his own sword, Goliath's own sword, and he cut off his head.
At kinuha nga po ni David ang sariling tabak ni Goliath at kanyang pinutol ang ulo ni Goliath.
It's just like Hebrews chapter 2 that we already referred to, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. And it says there, I'll read it to you. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
At dito nga po sa aklat ng mga Hebreo, chapter 2, verse 14, dahil sa ang mga anak ay mga bahagi sa laman at dugo, siya na may gayon ding nakabahagi sa mga ito upang sa pamamagitan ng kamatayan ay kanyang malipol yaong mga nagahari sa kamatayan at sa makatuwid ay ang Diablo. Verse 15, at mailigtas silang lahat na dahil sa takot sa kamatayan ay nanga sa ilalim ng pagkaalipin sa buong buhay nila.
So that's how the story of David and Goliath ended. David defeated Goliath and he freed all the people from his bondage, from the fear.
At dito nga po nagtatapos ang laban ni David at ni Goliath at napatay ni David si Goliath.
So there's a savior that went to defeat the devil at the cross, and he's able to save anyone who put their trust in him.
At mayroong tagapagligtas na lumaban at nagwagi laban sa diablo, at siya'y makakapagbigay ng kaligtasan sa bawat isa.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Si Kristo Jesus ay pumarito upang iligtas ang buong mundo.
And we us as sinners who are dying because of sin, we're afraid of the devil, we can be saved.
At tayo nga pong natatakot sa kamatayan, at maaari din po tayo magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
So, thanks for listening. And that's our message for today. We trust that it was clear and plain. And we're thankful to the Lord Jesus that he is our Savior. And sorry for today, we're a little distracted. We have a few kids here. They wake up and want to join. Anyway, we'll pray. We'll pray and then we'll talk with everyone. Our Father in heaven, thank you again for the Lord Jesus. Maraming salamat para si Jesucristo, ang Panginoon, at salamat upang sinugo ng Ama sa kanya sa upang maligtas ang mga makasalanan. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to save sinners, and we are sinners. We pray that some soul will be saved today through this message, and thank you that our Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God, is victor. So we ask for blessing upon our day and all of us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.